The railroad station was jammed. Students from Lafayette College were crowding onto the train platform, eagerly awaiting the arrival of the Carlisle Indian School's track and field squad. No one would have believed it a few months earlier. A school that nobody had heard of was suddenly beating big, famous colleges in track meets. Surely these Carlisle athletes would come charging off the train, one after another, like a Marine battalion. The train finally arrived, and two young men, one big and broad, the other small and slight, stepped onto the platform. "Where is the track team?" a Lafayette student asked. "This is the team," replied the big fellow. "Just the two of you?" "Nope, just me," said the big fellow. "This little guy is the manager." The Lafayette students shook their heads in wonder. Somebody must be playing a joke on them. If this big fellow was the whole Carlisle track team, he would be competing against an entire Lafayette squad. He did. He ran sprints, he ran hurdles, he ran distance races. He high jumped, he broad jumped, he threw the javelin and the shot. Finishing first in 8 events, the big fellow beat the whole Lafayette team. The big fellow was Jim Thorpe, the greatest American athlete of modern times.